Welcome to this Pride of Dakota feature. In this feature, we'll visit with Fred Hurt of Discovery Channel's Gold Rush program and Joe Khalifa of Mojo Roast Coffee about a new blend of coffee they have created. Fred Hurt has spent the last four seasons as Dakota Fred on Discovery Channel's top-rated program called Gold Rush. Fred knows a thing or two about enjoying a hot cup of coffee up in the Alaska wilderness, and Joe Khalifa has been a personal coffee roaster with Mojo Roast for 14 years. Fred and Joe, welcome.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, Scott.
So tell me the story. How did Porcupine Creek Gold, your coffee blend, come to be?
Well, it's a little bit of a long story. On our second season up in Porcupine, we were just drinking our coffee as normal, and someone from down in North Dakota wanted to know if they could send up some bags of coffee.
Sure.
I said, sure, if they want to send some coffee up here, fine. We're going to drink a ton of it this year. So we were drinking that coffee, and lo and behold, we ran out. And I'm thinking, well, hey, go fix up. We got a big can of that stuff, or a can of coffee, some X brand. I don't know what it is. Go over and make that up. I said, coffee's coffee. No big deal.
Sure.
So I said, okay, we brewed it up and everything. And the first cup of coffee, I start drinking this stuff. And I said, what in the hell's wrong with this stuff? Well, it's just coffee. That's the first time I ever noticed there was a difference in coffees.
And now your son, Dustin, is kind of a connoisseur too, right?
I mean, Dustin is an absolutely a connoisseur of coffee. He had a little bitty small of bag of beans there. I said, my God, you're actually going to grind them things? He said, I didn't know people ground beans. They do. So he said, let me show you what a good cup of coffee tastes like. So he had a little bag that he took out. He ground all them things up, poured a cup of coffee. Man, that's some good stuff. Wasn't long. We were on the phone trying to get a hold of Joe down in North Dakota. Can you please send us another couple of bags of that stuff? I loved it.
So it does make a difference, doesn't it? I mean, buy the stuff off the shelf in the big can, and you think you're getting good coffee until you really try the Primo stuff.
You just, like me, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that know very little about coffee. That's the cheapest brand. I'm going to take that coffee and drink it.
Sure.
Well, boy, did I have an education. When you like coffee, you buy good coffee. Joe and I have absolutely come up with absolutely a terrific taste in coffee. And I think I better let her tell you a little bit more about the coffee itself.
I was just going to say, Joe, why don't you tell us a little bit about the characteristics of the coffee? How did you come up with the blend that came to be Porcupine Creek Gold?
Well, that's a good question. Fred and I collaborated a little bit on what he kind of was thinking he was looking for in a coffee. I didn't want to go real dark. I didn't want to go real light. I knew if I had a spot right in the middle somewhere that most of the people would really enjoy that. And we really had that proven to us when we were doing our demos. We did not have one negative comment. People that didn't even drink coffee were coming back for more. And to me, that really shows how a good collaboration with somebody can pay off and give people that great experience. Because as you know, Scott, Mojo Roast is about that, giving that experience to the coffee drinker and making sure it's something that they truly enjoy.
And Mojo, I kind of liken your business to like a tailor, right? It's like you go in to buy a suit. You don't just buy a suit off the rack and expect it to fit. Exactly right. The tailor has to take in the inseam and stuff. You do the same thing with coffee, right? And when you're talking about these demos, that means that you're actually taking your blend that you've come up with together out into the supermarkets and doing taste tests and things like that. And I understand that there might have even been a little bet, hinging on Dakota Fred or Fred's knowledge of beans, right?
I'm going to address that. I was so new to coffee that I didn't know, let's just say I didn't know people liked whole bean coffee.
Sure.
I mean, in a bag. I saw one lady buying a bag of coffee from us there, and I said, well, don't you want the ground stuff? And she says, oh, no. She says, I grind my own beans. Joe says, Fred, most people grind their own beans when they like this really good stuff. And I said, no, Joe. I said, that can't be. I said, I don't know many people that actually grind their own beans. So we had a little bet going there. By the end of the day, here I was saying, Joe, at least 80% are going to want their stuff already ground up. We just buy the coffee and get the heck out of here.
And what were the final results?
When we left, it was more like 80% wanted the beans. Yeah. I said, unbelievable. Sure. People that really know and really like their coffee, really appreciate some good fresh coffee, and they like their beans. So guess what? We've got some good fresh coffee, either beans or ground.
Absolutely. And does it stay fresher when you keep it in the bean form and then grind it yourself, Joe?
Absolutely. When you have it in the whole bean form, you have less surface area of that coffee exposed to the elements. So you have a fresher, more quality product for a bit of a longer time.
Sure. Mm-hmm. If someone wants to get a hold of Porcupine Creek Gold Coffee, what is the best way to do that? Fred, I understand that you have that available on your website.
Yes, on we have dakotafred.com.
Okay.
It just has a site there that has got some coffee. It's got a few other little go-with type things that go with the coffee, cups and
yep,
different things like that. And I'll tell you what, if you want to just check out dakotafred.com, touch on any one of those images and it'll go to wherever you, whatever you're looking for there.
Perfect. Are they available at all in the stores in Minot, the Minot area as well, too?
Yes. Right now, all the marketplace stores have our coffee, soon to be expanding. And why don't you go to your local grocery store and maybe get you a little sample of coffee? And if they don't have it in there, ask why not.
And maybe they could contact you and have you get in touch with that grocery store as well, too.
Absolutely. They can get a hold of Mojo Roast, and I will. My number is 701-245-8080, and I can go talk to their local grocer for them. If they want to get that product in there, they will truly enjoy the experience.
Well, I know there's nothing better than to having coffee personalized, and this is such a great story, and I just want to thank you, Dakota Fred Hurt of Discovery Channel's Gold Rush, and Joe Khalifa of Mojo Roast. Thanks for spending just a little bit of time with us.
Thank you very much, Scott. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott.
For more information on this Pride of Dakota featured member, or to find other feature podcast episodes, visit our website at prideofdakota.com or join the conversation at facebook.com/prideofdakota.